Most women are more loyal to their hairdresser than they are to their gynecologist. I've been going to Patsy Down a Hair Affair every Saturday morning since Moby Dick was a minnow. For the record, Patsy is a good, solid hairdresser. Sure, occasionally she gets a little distracted and I'm forced to do a hairdresser smackdown, but all in all, she's a keeper. As a rule, Charlie doesn't fuss much with his hair, or what's left of it anyway. He's been going to the barber shop downtown forever, but when Alfie Panette retired, no one stepped in to take his place. So Charlie started dropping into old Yankee Clippers in Dover Foxcroft whenever he's over there running errands. Now, our little guy Scamp used to go to So Doggone Good, but they closed a while back too. Mahoosick Mills just couldn't support a doggy spa. Go figure. But Marjorie Howe stepped into the breach and does dog grooming and doggy daycare out of her home. Thankfully, Scamp just loves her. I'll let the poet laureate of Mahoosick Mills tell you all about it. Time for a haircut. Time for a haircut, Scamp's all excited, hopping about like he's been ignited. I take him over to Marjorie Howe, the one game in town, Salon de Bow Wow. It's a chance for old Scamp to get social accosts and let all those other dogs know who his boss. Maybe while Marjorie dotes over him, I'll go and see about getting a trim. When I'm almost to old Yankee Clippers, I notice, egads, I'm still in my slippers. Nobody minds, they're nice as can be, and I kinda like when they fuss over me. When you walk in, it's as if you belong, and they never keep you waiting for long. Each of them gals knows what she's doing, and no one walks out with their hair all a-ruin. When she is working, Dolores'll hum some kind of melody. Where is it from? A song from the past? Do I know that one? All of a sudden, Dolores is done. Charlotte is quiet. She moves like a fox. But now and again, we'll talk of the socks. The cut that she gives me, it's never chancy. Fine by me. I don't need nothing fancy. Bonnie, she babbles with hardly a comma, always about some kind of family drama. All of it comes as no big surprise. At least she is easy on these weary eyes. Shall I trim the eyebrows? Sure, I say yes. The same for your ears? If it bugs you, I guess. Your nose hairs are starting to look kind of funny. Just go ahead and get rid of them, honey. 10 minutes, that's all a cut ever takes. But I'm always struck what a difference it makes. You tip the girl, what, maybe $3 or $4, and walk out of there feeling 2 inches taller. Picking up Scamp, I gotta say, Marjorie must have got carried away. When Ida comes home, won't she be surprised to be met with a couple of sharp-looking guys? That's it for now. Catch on the flip side.